And here's that. What did you say you called? You know, you eat them with syrup, those flat cakes. I asked you that. And
we call, I call them flitter.
Flitter. That's it.
Flapjack. Yeah.
She called them flapjacks. But in my day, it was a flitter.
Throw them up in your
chest. Because you could take it, you know, and flip it out of where you threw it and find it. People would flip it and throw it. We called it a flitter because it was a flap.
But the people now call them waffles or something. Pancakes. Oh, we got a waffle pan, you know.
Uh-huh.
You get mixes and stuff.
Do you have a name for the meat from the side of a hog and it's salted but not smoked?
You understand that out here?
That's what you used to buy all
the time. What?
Side meat.
Side meat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to buy side meat, whole side.
Wow.
Or side meat.
21 kids, I can see why you buy it.
That's right.
What do you call pressed meatloaf, made from hog jowl or hog's head and so forth?
That's size.
That's right.
They call it hog egg cheese now.
Yeah.
But my day was size. Hog head size.
That is, I know it is that, and I didn't think of it before. It sounds gross, actually.
What do you call a hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
That's the seed.
Yeah. Is that what you'd say?
In the middle of a cherry?
Yeah.
That's gone.
Yeah. You're right in the middle of two generations.
Mm. That's right. It's gone. Right.
Yeah, I know what he means.
Generation gap between.
Is there a different name for the center of a peach?
Well, I call that a kiln.
Do you have a different name for like a peach that when you cut it, it'll pull away from the kernel real easy, and one that it clings to the kernel?
Well,
one is the clear seed.
One is the clear seed.
The other one is called precious.
Press.
Yeah. Never could figure out what a clean peach was before.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
Snap beans.
Mm-hmm. They call them string beans, but...
I call them snap beans.
This is just exactly what they're talking about. You say one thing and then you do the other.
That's right.
What are some beans that you do have to shell?
Real peas.
Are there any? Can you think of any others?
Butter beans.
You call them butter beans, but I think they call them lima beans.
Yeah.
That's
exactly what it is.
I know, I didn't know what butter beans were until somebody told me about beans.
What do you call the types of turnips or beets that you can eat?
I didn't say that.
The greens, turnip greens?
Uh-huh, tops? But that's a turnip green. Some people call them... So I call them two things. I call them either greens or salad. I call them either one.
Well, I call a turnip green.
Yeah.
Call it turnip green.
And what's the collar? The collar greens. Is that part of the root?
A collard green is a different type of green.
It is. Well, isn't it white? Doesn't it have little pieces of white? I've eaten both of them before, but I don't know.
Now, the root of a turnip is white.
That's what I'm thinking about when you...
A collard got a big, wide, flat leaf wider than my hand.
Yeah.
That's right. See, that bears above the ground, and the turnip bears under the ground.
But you can eat both the top of the trunk and the bottom, too.
Yeah. Well, is that where you get that little chunk, that little piece of white chunk?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's the root.
That's the root.
If you just take corn and shuck it and stick it in the pot and boil it and then just eat it just like it is... What kind of corn do you call that?
Boiled
roasted air.
Now y'all don't have any down here because I've asked people this and some people don't know what it is, but we got them up around where I live. They look sort of like a squirrel, but they're about this long. They're smaller than a squirrel, and they're about that long.